1. Begin transmission.
Well, would you look at that? It's 1930 once again, and that means I'm sitting down into my bathtub. Because you're listening to the Dubious Bathtub Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Oh, and I'm trying to straighten my back out. Oh. So, you know, it's one of those days again. Yeah. Ow. Okay, let's try to lean back here. Okay, I think we're good. Alright, so, what's been going on? What's happening here? Well, last night, I was watching TV, and I couldn't help but notice that there were three Zach Galifianakis vehicles airing at the same time. Oh, yeah. There was The Hangover. One of the Hangover movies was on. Plus his show Baskets. Plus an episode of Bob's Burgers, which is what I was watching, in which he was the guest voice. If you're familiar with the cartoon Bob's Burgers, there's a character named Felix Fishoder, the brother of Calvin Fishoder, Bob's landlord. And Felix Fishoder is voiced by Zach Galifianakis. So, let's just turn off the water here. There we go. So yeah, three different channels. I was being inundated by Zach Galifianakis, and I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan. Although I do appreciate his work as the voice of Felix Fishoder, that's probably his best work. Everything else he does, I just cannot stand. I cannot stand the one character that he can do, you know? He's only got that one shtick, and unfortunately he uses it for everything. And, oh, he's not funny. I hate to be so cruel. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe the guy's hilarious. And I'm perfectly willing to admit that I just don't understand what's happening. You know, because ever since I was a little kid, I haven't been able to understand that kind of comedy. You know, the kind that isn't funny. And so, let's just say I haven't been impressed with his work. With the possible exception of his, you know, occasional guest appearances on Bob's Burgers. Why can't he put in that kind of performance for everything else he does? I don't know. I suppose it's just not my taste. Oh, well. And I was hoping to go outside today. Well, sort of. Yesterday, they said it was going to be warmer today and less wind. But when I got up, all of about a half an hour ago, the first thing I did was check the weather channel, and they said it was below freezing, temperature-wise. And I thought, geez, that's weird. Then I eventually got up and I checked my thermometer out on the back porch, and it said 40 degrees. So, whereas it's not quite warm enough to go outside, at least it's not windy. So I don't have that horrible background noise always going. Oh, I feel kind of at peace already. But I'll tell you, I didn't sleep very well. And that's okay. I did sleep very strangely, and at one point in time I had a dream. But now I can't quite remember what that dream was about. Yeah, oh well. So anyway, I'm sitting here in the bathtub trying to figure out what it is I have to do today. And I'm kind of thinking about going to the store. How badly do I need to go to the store? I don't know. Maybe I'll just go tomorrow. I don't really have any reason to go outside today other than to check my mail. I did hear the mailbox open and close. So the mailman did put something in my mailbox today. Maybe we should eventually go out there and see what it is. Not right now, though. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me grab my tea here. Is this tea too hot to drink? Oh, it's pretty steamy. Oh, it's hot. It is hot, hot, hot. So, yeah, we're gonna let that sit for a few minutes. And you'll be shocked to know that my cat is not in the bathroom. My cat's nowhere to be seen. She was chasing me around earlier, giving me the yangs, acting like she wanted to go outside. She is sitting by the door going, yang, 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 open the door so I can look outside. And I kept trying to explain to her that, no, it is too cold. We cannot open the door for kitties today. And that's shortly after that I came up here. Got in the bathtub. And I'm surprised my cat did not follow me in here. What's my kitty cat doing? Who knows? But we got to get some more hot water in here. So, with the toes, turn the hot water back on. And we're ready to go. Give me some butter. Hooray. Although there were some great movies on TCM last night. Being There was on again. And then late was With Nail and I. Yeah, that was great. I hadn't seen that in quite a while. And then after that was Horse Feathers and A Day at the Races. Two classic Marx Brothers movies, but those were on at like 3 and 5 a.m., so I was asleep. I did watch part of the first one. And it's humorous. I kind of like the Marx Brothers. So that was fun. Oh. Let's see how high we can fill the tub. Yesterday I sneezed while I was in the bathtub and a little bit of water did slosh out of the tub, but it sloshed out the front end and then just rolled back into the tub. All right. But this is about as full as I'm comfortable with filling the tub here. Yeah, we're at dangerous sneeze levels. If I were to sneeze right now, water would go sloshing out of the tub. And that would not be good. No, no, no. The other thing you need to know is that there's a football game on today. We've got a strange situation where we're going to have an English Premier League game on a Tuesday. This is one of those makeup games. You got to understand that sometimes teams miss games because they're playing in other competitions, and other competitions take priority. For example, the Champions League. If a team has to play on a Tuesday Champions League game, they won't play in their league on a Sunday because teams need 3 days of rest between games. That's a rule somewhere. And so if a Champions League game is scheduled for a Tuesday and a team has a game on a Sunday, that game gets postponed. And then shortly before Christmas, they try to make up all these postponed games. And the reason that they do that before Christmas is because starting the day after Christmas, there's all kinds of game chaos. There's about 3 game weeks in the span of 10 days. And a lot of games get played. And they want the table all even so they can, you know, accurately judge the rankings of all the teams. And, you know, make it less confusing and less of a headache. Because you said, you know, you end up with situations where, oh, look, such and such a team is ahead of this team, but the team they're ahead of has 2 games in hand, meaning 2 games that they haven't played, and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, in the run-up to Christmas, they try to get all the postponed games straightened out. So today is one of those postponed games, Chelsea versus Huddersfield. And this is one of those games where you would say, oh, Chelsea's going to kill Huddersfield. Well, yeah, you would think so, but Chelsea's been occasionally weak, and Huddersfield has been really strong recently. Within the last couple of weeks, they've beaten some of the other giants. And so, this could be one of those wacky games. I could actually see Huddersfield possibly doing well, or maybe the game ends in a draw. It'll be interesting, that's for sure. I do intend to watch it. And that'll be nice and exciting. And that doesn't come on here for another... Oh, I don't know. Does the game start at 1, or does that just the pre-game coverage start at 1? Who knows? Needless to say, I've got a game to watch today, so if I'm going to go to the store, I should probably go to the store before the game, but do I really need to go to the store? I'm running low on waffles and sausages, but I still have at least a week's worth of food. Well, maybe 5 days. So maybe I'll put off going to the store for another day. Anyway, we should probably take a break, so let's hit the music randomizer. Alexa, play random music.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, and now I'm sitting here down here in my living room with my kitty. I got the cat on my lap. She's got her face buried in the blanket. Oh, where's my kitty face? Oh, you can't even see it because it's in the blankie. Can't see the kitty face. And I'm waiting for the game to start. Because the game was supposed to start right now, but the footage just started, or the coverage, I should say, just started. And they're showing guys walking in. Yeah. The players are just now arriving at the stadium, so there's going to be some delay before the actual game starts. Almost an hour. Crystal Palace plays Watford. Chelsea plays Huddersfield. That's the game we're going to get. And was there something else? Crystal Palace plays too, right? Come on, tell me. Somebody tell me. Oh, and here comes the Huddersfield guys walking in. They got their headphones on. They're walking into the locker room. Antonio Conte shows up, gets off the bus. Antonio Conte is the manager of Chelsea. And here come the Chelsea guys getting off the Chelsea bus. And there goes the cat. Okay, good, because that was starting to bother my back sitting like that. So I'm just going to shift a little bit. Yeah, Chelsea plays Watford today. But the only game on TV is, I mean, Crystal Palace plays Watford today. Chelsea plays Huddersfield. That's the game that's on the air. And then we got games tomorrow, but the only one we're going to be able to see is Manchester City versus Swansea. And here's Rebecca Lowe, everybody's favorite Premier League hostess. So they're starting the pre-game coverage. It's going to be a while before we get to any football action. Is my tea drinkable? There's only one way to find out. Oh yeah, so good, so delicious. I'm beginning to wonder if I should make a run to the grocery store. Again, I don't actually need much of anything. But last night I was having the weird cravings again. Yesterday evening, I started getting this craving for candy. I'm like, wow, I really want some candy. And so I started taking candy inventory. You know, and I've got some Botan rice candy, and I've got a whole bunch of Smarties in various forms. But that's not what I wanted. I'm not sure what I wanted. Did I want chocolate? No, I don't think I wanted chocolate. I'm just not sure what it was that I felt that I needed to have. So I actually didn't do anything about it. And then late last night, shortly before I was going to sleep, what was I doing last night? Oh, I was just watching TV around 1 a.m., kind of just powering down. You know, that whole, after about 1 a.m., that's my power down time. I just start sitting on the couch to try to mellow out so I can get tired enough to go to sleep. But last night, I was sitting there, and I started having those salty snack cravings again. It's like, oh, I want potato chips, but I didn't want potato chips. And I thought, well, maybe I want, you know, like Chex Mix, but no, I kind of didn't want that. I don't know. I don't know what my problem was. Did I want salt? My body should not be craving salt at this time of year. Especially on these days where I've been eating, you know, barbecue pork with my barbecue sauce, which is, what, 20% soy sauce. And soy sauce, as you know, is pretty much 100% salt. Well, and I hate to put it that way. But there's a lot of sodium in soy sauce. And so I shouldn't be craving salt because I'm getting plenty of salt in my diet. All right, now they're showing Robbie Earl. Uh-oh.
There's some news. Manchester United and Manchester City involved in altercation in tunnel after Sunday's Manchester Derby.
Okay, remember me talking about the Manchester Derby? Yeah. Once the teams got out of sight of the crowd and back into the tunnel, they got into a fight again. Dun, dun, dun. Looks like a bottle hit Jose Mourinho. And, oh boy, mayhem at Old Trafford. They're showing headlines. Oh, it's just ridiculous. So, chaos. Well, it looks like the FA is going to get involved. The FA being the Football Association, the governing body of English Premier League. And, oh boy, there's going to be some brouhaha following up that little scuffle. Oh, both teams are going to get punished and a whole bunch of bad stuff's going to go down. Yes, football teams fight. Even in this day and age of the Premier League, this isn't the bad old hooligan days, but it still happens. And this is a perfect example of football violence. And yes, let me reiterate, this is the actual teams fighting, not the fans.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so anyway, while they keep blithering on and on about this, I think I'm going to run outside really quick and check the mail. The cat has gone up into her little hiding place up above the washer and dryer. Oh, she's thumping around. She's coming back down. Oh, and there she goes. Zip, zoom, zoom. I'm going to go out and check the mail, Pippa.
All right, so let's go into the garage here. Open the garage door. Oh, it's not all that cold out here today. It's just a little overcast. Oh, yeah. It might be like 45 degrees Celsius. It's well above freezing. What's in the mailbox? Oh, just junk mail. From Meineke Car Care Centers. Just a little postcard / flyer. Darn it, I heard my mailman open up the mailbox earlier and close it. And I was hoping I would get some good mail. But here we go, back into the house. Take my shoes off. Here's the cat zipping around. What are you doing, baby lumps? Who's a fluffy lumper? Yes, hello, broo-roo-roo-roo to you too. Fluffy lumps. Oh, that's our kitty. All right, they're showing the bottom of the table on TV. West Ham, Swansea, and Crystal Palace in 18th, 19th, and 20th places, respectively. Oh, that's terrible. Come on, Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is one of those teams that should be better than they are. They got a good lineup on paper. For some reason, they just do not gel. Ah, good tea. Swansea's not all that bad either, but why do I get the feeling they're going to get relegated? Mmm, good tea. Mmm, so delicious. Oh, and they put up the countdown clock. We got 48 minutes and 34 seconds, 33, 32, 31 before the game starts. Boy, why did they decide to go with such a long pre-game show today? I don't know. So now they're just talking to random schmucks. They're not schmucks. Random players. Getting some pre-game wisdom out of the players. And they just stick to saying all the same cliche stuff. And now they're talking to William. Anyway, we're going to see what else is on. Flip over to the schedule here. And oh my gosh, look at this. We got a Bundesliga game on at the same time as my Premier League game. And it's a Bundesliga game that I want to see. It's Borussia Dortmund versus Mainz. Huh. That ought to be a good game. I think Dortmund will take them, but geez, now we're going to be flipping back and forth between the Premier League game
and the Bundesliga game. Now I'm scrolling forward in the schedule because will we get a Men in Blazers show today? No. Maybe next week. I haven't figured out the Men in Blazers schedule. All I know is that they do not have a weekly show anymore. It seems to be kind of random, but it seems to be every 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't been able to figure out the pattern yet because I don't think there is one. So what else is on today? You gotta check my 84 channel. Nothing. And once we get up here at 11, 12 p.m., we're about done. There's nothing except Agent Cody Banks 2, Destination London. Yeah, remember Cody Banks, that Frankie Muniz vehicle? Oh, yeah. So anyway, from here we can see what's on late on 87, which is Archer. So it looks like I'll be watching a little bit of Archer tonight. A lot of early season episodes that I've seen a million times. Oh, well. Maybe I'll watch and just recite the lines with the characters while the show is on. And a whole bunch of Simpsons. Can you believe the Simpsons is on all the time? 30 years of the Simpsons. I don't think I can take much more. Scrolling up. I want to see what's on Fox Sports 2. Oh my God, more Bundesliga. Hamburger versus Eintracht Frankfurt. Okay, so I've got two Bundesliga games on during the Premier League game. Isn't that a pain? What am I going to do? These are the trials and tribulations of me. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is, in fact, Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, including all holidays, at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta get out of here and get ready for watching football, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ くん。